Premier Doug Ford's comments on fast-tracking development in the Ring of Fire has drawn the ire of Anishinaabe Nation, NAN. In a February 25 news release, Alvin Fiddler, the Thunder Bay-based political organization's grand chief, sought to remind Ford that the minerals beneath the turf in the James Bay region belong to them. "These are not Ontario's minerals. They exist within our territories, and any attempt to dictate their development without our full and meaningful involvement is an overreach of provincial authority," said Fiddler, adding that the pace of development won't be altered to fit political timelines. During a campaign stop in Sudbury last week, Ford promised to make tangible progress in the Ring of Fire, if re-elected. Ford blamed Ottawa for stalling development in the far north and called consultation with First Nations hundreds of kilometers away from the remote mineral belt ridiculous, challenging them to stop him. "Take us to court, do whatever you want, we're moving," he said. "Enough's enough, it's been 20 years. Some First Nations have already done that. Six Northern Ontario First Nations are looking to overturn Ontario's Mining Act, while Grassy Narrows First Nation filed for court last year to have the act declared unconstitutional. In the release, NAN said the government's intent to cut red tape doesn't usurp the authority of First Nations to have jurisdiction, governance and stewardship of its territorial lands. Fiddler said the unilateral will of the government won't disregard our legal rights serves to reinforce the colonial and racist approach that we have always had to fight against. Back in January, the Premier's enthusiasm for the Ring of Fire, mining more critical minerals, and building out Ontario's electric vehicle supply chain drew some pushback from Mattawa First Nations, representing the Indigenous communities close to where mining would take place. In the release, NAN recognized the Aboriginal Participation Fund under the Mining Act and the province's commitment to Indigenous engagement, but said that shouldn't be confused with consent to develop an area that holds deep cultural, environmental, and economic significance for First Nations. "If Ontario is serious about advancing its critical minerals strategy and furthering development in the north, it must commit to working with all affected nations as partners," said Fiddler in the release. "We remind the Premier that he has a duty to engage directly with all leadership to develop a path forward that respects our rights, ensures economic benefits for our communities, and upholds our sacred duty to protect the land for future generations." NAN is a political organization representing 51 Indigenous communities in the Treaty 9 and Treaty 5 areas of Northern Ontario.